Begin the current daf, second sugad daf chav test. Begin the manal. Begin the test mas. Begin with the gemara man and the mechla, the vessels that are used for food, which are karis. These are the plates la'achash achal ben after you already ate from them. So that's halacha tochel etzim in the sugad. You have to take them out of the sugad mishamias because it's disgusting. These used plates, and that has to be out of the sugad. Kach b'shem b'kunja. That's a Rashi explains. The yashma farshim. Those who explain kagun kideir to like pots, the agin delisha and the bowls that are used for kneading. So it's not what you ate on, it's actually the things that you cook in and bake in. And the time is, so what's the reason you can't have that in the sukkah? Because the ke'en to derbi, it has to be that your sukkah is like how you live. The honey in regilin is with base dira, and these types of tools, utensils, are not meant to be like in where you live. Elabai session lavadim is a separate room, the kitchen, where you put them. And that's not what the sukkah is. Chem pesh bahag, that's how the bahag explains. And kedri, like these pots, mishfudi, and the spits, beitavi, beitafi, where these are vessels that you prepare food on these, and then you don't eat with them, that's not supposed to be in the sukkah. Ksinik says, Master, begins with the Gemara of Amla. Some say, bamitalata, that actually the candle is supposed to be out of the sukkah. Which places qualifies as, ain't shnoga, meinyan didachem. The halachas of a candle are not the same thing like all these other things that we're talking about. The money to make labam to lata this that you're supposed to have the bowls and the used plates out of the sukkah. Hi, no, that is b'shasha in mishtamishman. That's the time when you're not actually using them. During the meal, like Rashi's interpretation, you're allowed to have a plate and eat with it on the sukkah. It's afterwards when you have to use plates that's supposed to be taken out. Of a shrugger in contrast by a candle, it's b'oyde doylik mishtamish leilar. It's actually when it's lit and you're using it. That's when also that's forbidden. Which we learn regarding the seventh day of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Let's say it's the last day of Sukkot before Shemini Atzeres. Come Malach, let's have finished eating. So it's the halacha is layat to Sukkot. You shouldn't take apart his Sukkot. Because even though he finished all his obligatory meals, if it happens to be that he wants to eat another meal, Achal B'Gabay is going to want to eat in the Sukkot. But he can take out the vessels from the sukkah, from mincha and onward, and they come again because of the dignity of the day, meaning shemarik kamechen atzma lekrasai, that he looks like he's preparing himself for the shemini atzeres. L'makom shi'isut shemalel, that he could eat the meal that following night. But meaning the Gemara says, in l'makom l'har l'kli, let's say he doesn't have a place where to take his vessels to, v'tzarch lecha b'aviyam t'bach, and he actually has to eat in the sukkah on shemini atzeres because he has no other place to eat. Ma'yasav yichik, what should he do and prove she'ini k'meisav ala mitzvah? That he's not like adding on to the mitzvah. Last the sukkah shemini yom, we know you're not sitting in the sukkah on the 8th day, k'dat b'al-taisav. How could he prove that he's not sitting in the mitzvah of the sukkah? That's what the Gemara, ma'lik b'as and there's a light in it, a candle. Oh, so tastes in the chashav lahakir b'shas alug. From the fact that it's considered recognition that it's not the mitzvah sukkah at the time when it's lit. That's obviously what's forbidden in the sukkah on sukkah itself is the lit candle. So what's the reasoning? It's not when you're not using it, which would be the same thing as the leftover plates. So b'shem ha'ayin tam, it says tastes. Maybe the reason is a very different reason. The mishum to make mean b'sukkah b'tam, because since the gemara concludes that the case that the you're not allowed to have the candles by a small sukkah. So very simple, pragmatic. B'chashin neshem mitzvah sukkah, we consider that a sukkah might catch on fire. And therefore, we don't want a candle inside. And Matei, you should know that look at Afka, that specifically when it's lit, and the light knocking my eyes, and it doesn't say to bring in the candle, because knock is also my eyes, under the make with the same terminology, like it says over there, by bringing in the used plates. Obviously, it's a very different halach. It's when it's lit that's forbidden to have in the sukkah. Hanulach Yashim, shall return to you the second parak in Mesechta's Sukkah Parak Yashim with Taisus.